This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, if you just tuned in, you missed it, huh? We simulated Hillary executing a WikiLeaker, and
before America can be great again,
the bullets went to slow motion.
Free again.
Like watching light in the sky.
The Alex Jones
slow down. We've seen magic here today, ladies and gentlemen, just earlier. Well, sniff that into the clip. But getting serious here with everybody. A lot of folks sit there and say, Alex, you should never joke around on the show. They can take it out of context. We've gotten in this position by being a bunch of stuffed shirts and caring what people think about us. And then men just go around all acting real executive and acting real serious and acting like everything's perfect and they've got all the answers instead of actually getting out there and being real. And so I do engage in comedy and humor, and they do take it out of context. But then we get huge publicity out of it. I only do it every once in a while. And then everybody tunes in to hear what the show's really about. I got to say, though, Drudge has had us linked since yesterday evening. Clinton targets Alex Jones. He responds, I'm not scared of you, bully. Thank you, Matt Drudge, for doing that. And I'll tell you what I'm getting at. Basically, multinational governments, multinational corporations, multinational organizations, multinational systems, media, you name it. Drudge is like the bulletin board in the global commons. And I don't want to get killed. I don't want to get audited, attacked. But, I mean, stuff's happened before. And I understand there's no future if I don't do what I'm doing now, even though, quite frankly, it carries its risk. It's dangerous. But to have Drudge force Bilderberg out in the open with our stories and to focus on how we're standing up against Hillary, when he's certainly a target as well, is a great thing. And Drudge has really led, as an example for others, not just giving him praise, the movement to have the libertarian patriot movement, the new media movement, the new enlightenment, the true liberal movement, they call it the alt-conservative movement, to work together and not all be territorial. I tell you, all those major sites out there that are true alt-conservative sites have become anti-globalist. And have gotten on board and have woken up and have taken action and are not backbiting and not backstabbing and not freaking out over who gets a scoop or who covers what first, because we're going to lose everything if we don't beat the New World Order. And Drudge, I know, behind the scenes, but also with his work, has brought folks together. And I've tried that, too. I've really worked as hard as I can to do that, because it isn't about having the biggest website. It isn't about being number one, even though Drudge is number one. It's about the responsibility of that. And so the listeners are always thanking me for what I've done. I want to thank you, the listeners. You come number one after God. But then when it comes to support and overall really helping our stories punch through, Matt Drudge, he's taken a lot of risks supporting us. It's paid off. I mean, we've changed the world together. And it's a very, very special thing that all of us together, kind of that triangle of Drudge, InfoWars, and you, the population, all of us together, there's no point of that triangle that is more important than the other. It's all very, very synergistic. And the New World Order just doesn't know what to do. I mean, they're not going to kill me tomorrow or shut my site down tomorrow, and that fixes their problems. That'd just make it worse. It'd be like pouring gasoline on a fire. And so we're in a very, very exciting time. David Knight's about to take over. I didn't even plug last hour. We've got Hillary shirts at cost, $9.95. That includes shipping. That's why it's at cost. So shipping's like $5. The shirt's like $5 for us. Hillary for prison, because she calls me Darkheart and all this. It's called the Darkheart Special, $9.95. And we've also got the new Selenium in, the key missing link out there for so many. Try it for yourself today. It supports the broadcast. BioTrue Selenium now in, InfoWarsLive.com. David, we're 50 seconds to break. I'm going to turn the baton over to you. What's coming up?
Yeah, Alex, we're going to talk about some new things that have surfaced about Hillary Clinton. Of course, she's got her own conspiracy theories that she doesn't want to talk about. But she's also been involved with actual conspiracies. And, of course, we're going to go back a little bit and refresh people's memories. But there's some new stuff that's come out. Breitbart is talking about revelations that were in Clinton cash about how there are multiple donors and board members on the Clinton Foundation convicted of fraud and other criminal charges that are now walking as well as everybody else connected with Clinton. You either walk or you get killed.
All right, that's David Knight. Folks, we need your support, your prayers, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the incredible bioabsorbable selenium and your Hillary for Prison shirts at cost.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this last hour. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by filmmaker Mark Hall, who's done a very good documentary called Killing Ed. We've had him on before. We're having him on again because, like us, when you get over the target, you start taking flack. And he's getting a lot of flack. And it's coming to a head this weekend. He's going to be having some screenings of his film, Killing Ed, talking about the worst-case scenario for charter schools. And, of course, there's always potential for crony capitalism, for crime and corruption and graft, as we've seen with the Hillary Clinton Foundation and other pay-for-play types of government involvement with private corporations, especially the large private corporations. Anytime you've got large corporations who are going to come in and get government money, government contracts directly, it's going to invite corruption and other issues. Now, one of the worst cases of what's going on with charter schools is the network of Fethullah Gulen schools. And you may recognize that name. Maybe you won't. We'll talk about that coming up. But as the New York Times pointed out earlier, they said charter schools are tied to Turkey that are growing in Texas. Yeah, they're very large. We have the most of these charter schools here in Texas. We've got about 45 at the last count I saw, maybe 46 here in Texas alone. He's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about the screenings that are coming up here in Texas. They were shut out of the South by Southwest Festival, even though this has a lot of content here in Texas. But this is something that is nationwide. You know, we hear the pay-to-play of the Clinton Foundation. Fatalia Gulen is a big contributor to Hillary Clinton. And the question is this a pay-to-stay? Erdogan is saying that he believes that the Gulenists in Turkey, and these are the two different power bases, and we're not saying either one of them are good guys. Okay, they're both Islamicists who want to set up an international Sharia law, but caliphate. But this is a competition that is going on within Turkey, and of course, Gulen is wanted by Erdogan, trying to extradite him, and you've heard a lot of that back and forth in terms of the Turkey coup. But I want to talk, before he comes on, of course, about Hillary Clinton. You know, it was interesting yesterday. She came out of her prepared speech, her teleprompter speech, and she hasn't had a press conference in 265 days now. Okay? Now, if you look at the fact that she had her last press conference before any of the voting and the primaries began, think about the fact that it's not going to go a full year. The last press conference was December 5th of last year. No voting had taken place at that time. And, of course, she's not going to go a full year without a press conference before the election on November the 8th. So if you want to take a look at that and take off about a month, you know, you got 335 days. It's been 265 days. In other words, she's gone 80% of the time that she's going to be before the electorate. 80% of the time has now already passed without a single press conference from Hillary Clinton. And I thought it was kind of underscored yesterday when she came out of her prepared speech. And she was eating some chocolates, and the press is kind of standing around, and they're kind of afraid to engage with her and even ask her a question. And somebody does ask her something about a press conference, and she just comes back and says, why don't you have some chocolates? You know, because press conferences are like a box of chocolates, aren't they? You never really know what you're going to get asked. And that's why Hillary doesn't do them, okay? She is the Forrest Gump of politics. Okay, it's also the Al Capone of politics as well. When we look at her her conspiracy theories, okay, she wants to talk about conspiracy theories, and that was what the whole speech yesterday was about. Understand, it is Hillary Clinton, as many of us have pointed out, and you've got Paul Joseph Watson's video of her with the tinfoil hat on. You know, she thinks that Putin hacked the DNC. She thinks the Associated Press is out to get her. Cherry-picking information, even though she stonewalled them for 3 years. They had to sue her. She did everything to keep them from seeing her schedule. She put her schedule, her daily schedule, in the burn bag at the State Department. And I talked about that yesterday on a 1 minute. The fact that she said, you know, there's a lot of smoke, but there's no fire. No, there really is. She's got her metaphors mixed up. There is, when you get that much smoke, there are fires. There are a lot of fires, and she is on fire. I would say, you know, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. But this is in violation of the law to burn your schedule, because the schedule, by law, is supposed to be open to the public. It's supposed to be transparent. She talks about Alex having a dark heart, and she talks about the dark corners of the Internet. No, there's not dark corners in the Internet. What the Internet is doing is shining light on her darkness. She has done everything to shut down transparency. She set up a private network of email servers to subvert the law of national security. Okay, and as she's caught doing this, now we're starting to learn that it wasn't just, you know, a mistake when they deleted all of these different emails. And we're supposed to believe that she had 30,000 emails about Chelsea's wedding and yoga positions, okay, or routines or whatever. Nonsense. Nonsense. I mean, how foolish do you have to be to believe that? I know, because I talked to people at the Democrat National Convention who were foolish enough to just shut off that part of their brain, engage in the Orwellian doublethink, and just dismiss anything that doesn't that contradicts that Hillary is the greatest person ever lived and the first woman who has to become president. They don't want to hear anything about that. They don't want to hear about her other conspiracies, you know, about the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi. The fact that it was all caused by some poor filmmaker that nobody had ever heard of. I mean, the nonsense film that got shut down. But, of course, He was jailed, actually, okay? And as Donald Trump and Politico, no friend of Donald Trump, Politico pointed out, the original birther is Hillary Clinton, okay? This is, we can see this, and they've got multiple reports about it going back to her desperate supporters as she was losing to Obama. Even to the point, we've got the Daily Cause talking about how she was asked about whether or not Obama was a Muslim, and she goes, well, I'll just have to take his word on that. We'll see what happens. You know, a very kind of pushing back, you know, not really said, no, absolutely not. Now, she leaves that out there as a possibility. But what I want to talk about, and what we talked about when I interviewed Roger Stone, we talked about, Vince Foster, yeah, he's gone missing again. We need to remember that, you know, conspiracy is actually a crime. It's a crime that is committed and charged against people quite often. And Hillary really is a criminal conspirator, okay? As Alex was pointing out earlier today, she talks about, you know, we came, we saw, he died. These emails have now shown why they went there, why they killed him, why they created chaos in Libya and an arms bazaar for ISIS. Yeah, you really did create ISIS, okay? You just renamed Al-Qaeda, but you really did create this civil war in Syria and arm it out of Libya after you overthrew Gaddafi. And we look at the emails and we understand why they did this. This is a war for profit. This is the way they operate, okay? A war for profit. They passed emails back and forth, Sidney Blumenthal and Hillary Clinton. This is how we get the French in on this, because he is pushing back, Gaddafi is pushing back against our fiat currencies that are put out there by our central banks. They're pushing back against our fiat currency here in the United States that's backed by the Saudis, you know, our petrodollar. Gaddafi's a bad guy. He's putting out a currency backed in gold that could destroy us. Okay, that could destroy us. And he wants to denominate oil in that currency. He wants to help the people of sub-Saharan Africa, you know, the black people. And they sent her emails. And again, you can see the emails that have been leaked, showing that they had people, the army, the rebels who were overthrowing Gaddafi, were shooting foreigners on site. How did they shoot them on site? How did they identify them as foreigners and enemies on site? Well, it's because they're black, sub-Saharan Africans. That's how they identify them. They said they're his allies if they're black. So what she did was she took a powder on that genocide, and we see her doing that everywhere. Remember, that the first Gulf War was under George H.W. Bush. But under Bill Clinton, they bombed Saddam a couple of times. We've got a story out of the Daily Mail that's up on InfoWars today. Bill Clinton bombed Saddam to distract from the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And this is something that all of us, you know, that vast right-wing conspiracy that is now the alt-right conspiracy. We were all talking about this back in the 90s. It was pretty clear. And this is something that came out of this Muslim journal that is being that was run by Huma Abedin's mother, as they call her, an academic in Saudi Arabia. She's a Sharia law academic, just like the guy that Hillary Clinton had behind her. When is Hillary Clinton going to denounce Sharia law? Okay. Not as long as she's taking cash from the Saudis. No. But this is an article in the Muslim journal where Huma Abedin was an assistant editor. They claim Bill Clinton bombed Saddam Hussein to deflect from his Monica Lewinsky affair. And this is an article that talked in the aftermath. This is the early 2000s. They say it was bombed twice in 96 and 98. They said in the article, the crisis with Iraq has also probably benefited Bill Clinton, serving as a good deterrent of attention from personal crises like his campaign funding scandals, pay for play, again, legislative failures, or the Monica Lewinsky affair. By occasionally bombing Iraq in the name of humanity, at least he has been able to look strong and presidential. Now, this is the two times, okay, in 1996, the strikes were known as Operation Desert Fox, okay, ordered the day after the House of Representatives issued a report accusing the president of high crimes and misdemeanors. And, of course, having an affair with Monica Lewinsky isn't a high crime or misdemeanor. Committing perjury is, and we've seen Hillary Clinton publicly do that before the Congress. This is one of the reasons why I think she was meeting on the tarmac with the Attorney General schooling her on what the FBI raid knew so that she wouldn't commit perjury with the FBI. But, of course, you know, she could be given a pass by Comey, just as Comey gave their buddy, their partner, Sandy Berger, a pass when he stole and shredded documents. But, of course, the previous strike that they had in 1996 was ordered during a campaign finance scandal. Campaign finance? Monica Lewinsky?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined by Mark Hall and talk to him about his film Killing Ed in the next segment. It is at the juncture of a lot of geopolitics, a lot of crony capitalism, a lot of the things that we see continuing to happen. And, of course, as long as we have a lot of power and money in Washington, it is going to be like a black hole pulling in corruption. That's one of the things that we need to be concerned about with charter schools. And we look at the worst-case example of charter schools in this documentary. He'll be joining us in the next segment. Before we get back to the news, I want to remind you that we have a new special that we've put out in honor of Hillary Clinton, saying that Alex has a dark heart. We have a black T-shirt that says Hillary for President, and we have put it on a huge discount, $9.95 a shirt. That's the equivalent of more than 50% off. This is the popular Hillary for President T-shirt that you see everywhere now. I think it's one of the reasons that she called out Alex Jones. It's Hillary for the big house, okay? Hillary for President, and that's a very, very popular design now. Discounted to $9.95 at our cost. Also, we have introduced this week selenium, a good bio-true source of selenium. And when I saw this was coming up, I talked to Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group, and I said, I am really happy to see you selling selenium. I know how important this is. I have family members who alerted me to the ties with selenium and these studies that Dr. Group was going in, talking about how all these different types of cancers, when they had studies, people supplementing on selenium, how they saw reduced cancer rates, reduced rates of other diseases. Cancer rates, different types of cancers, anywhere from 40, 50, 60% reduction when people get rid of their selenium deficiency. I know about that firsthand in my family as well. You can get that now, $19.95 when you visit InfoWarsLife.com. And the thing that got me excited about this is whenever you look at a supplement and you see people do these studies and you know that there's very effective in reducing risks of certain types of diseases, and they can go back and talk about the mechanisms of it, but I'm just impressed with the results that they get. But I want to make sure that I'm getting something that is potent, that is pure. And that's what I liked about this selenium. This is an organic selenium because they press it out of organic mustard seed. And that's something that's hard to get when you're getting minerals. A lot of times you get minerals, you get trace elements of other things that you don't want alongside of it, or you get filler. So this is a high-potency selenium that is organic. This is a very, very important product. Now, before we go to the break, I want to talk a little bit about what Hillary Clinton said yesterday in terms of how she characterized Donald Trump. And this is Joseph Fair from WND. He says, here's how she distorted Trump's effective outreach to black voters. She said, Trump has stood up in front of largely white audiences and described black communities in insulting and ignorant terms, kind of a way Obama referred to us as bitter clingers with guns and Bibles, you know, that type of thing. Was it that inflammatory? No. What he said was this: poverty, rejection, horrible education, no housing, no homes, no ownership, crime at levels nobody has seen. Right now you walk down the street, you get shot. And Hillary Clinton said, those are Trump's words. Are they? Are they false? Is it racist to say that, as Joseph Fair points out, Trump wasn't blaming the black communities? He was pointing out to them that Democratic policies of the last 50-so years have failed. I talked about this on Monday. I talked about how over the weekend in Chicago, where you see the black policies, here's one of them, gun control, okay? How does gun control working out for Chicago? It looks like they have some kind of a mass shooting event every weekend there, okay? 35 people shot. An additional 4 people killed just last weekend. In just a 14-hour period, 25 people were shot in Chicago. A gun-free zone. A gun-free zone. That's how gun control, how Democrat policies work out for you. Here's another way how that works out, of course. They like to say, you know, distance yourself from the Ku Klux Klan. When he doesn't seek the Ku Klux Klan, he doesn't have them stand up behind him in the speeches like Hillary has Sharia lawyers stand up behind her. Or the way they've got a La Raza, the racist judge, attacking Donald Trump and attacking him for saying, hey, this guy is biased. Yeah, he is biased. He's biased because he belongs to a group that says everything for the race, for those outside of the race, nothing. I think that sounds pretty racist by my definition. But let's talk about what she did to actually encourage Black Lives Matter. Does she distance herself from them? No. She honors them. okay? And this is what a guy who is Asian, who wrote for Politico, again, not a Trump organization, said, what I learned when I was attacked and spared because of my race at Black Lives Matter, okay? Talks about his fellow photographer who has to run for it because he's white. He throws the cameras down. He tries to pick it up. They jump on him and start beating him and say, wait a minute, he's not white. Leave him alone, okay? That's the hatred. That's the hatred and the racism that Hillary Clinton has supported and encouraged. We'll be right back with Mark Hall.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today. 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me now is filmmaker Mark Hall. We're going to talk about his film, Killing Ed. I've got a DVD of it here, and the subtitle is Charter Schools, Corruption, and the Gulen Movement in America. There are a lot of things in this important documentary. Very well done. Very entertaining to watch. I mean, you can get the soundtrack on Amazon. You can also pick up the DVD as well. And we're going to talk to him about what he uncovered about the Gulen movement. I think it is a very important story, this documentary. Not even so much about education as it is about crony capitalism and corruption and buying influence here in this country from political officials, people who are coming here with an agenda. And, of course, Hillary Clinton has a tie to this as well that we've learned since this documentary. I don't think you really addressed it in here, but she has gotten a lot of money from the Gulenist movement. This is a movement that has a great deal of money that has been involved in the coup in Turkey. The Turkish government is trying to extradite Fethullah Gulen, rightly or wrongly. I don't really want to get so much in the fight as there's not a good guy in here. I get people sending me stuff. Well, you know, who should we be supporting there? It's like, I don't think either one of them there. But we do have a base there that was surrounded. They had the power cut off for over a week, a nuclear base in Incirlik. And this is reopened in kind of a geopolitical way. This coup that's happened there has reopened talks between Turkey and Putin. So there's a lot of geopolitical aspects of this. But we're really kind of going to focus on the corruption that's going on here. Give us a bit of an overview. Tell us about these screeners that are coming up, screenings that are coming up in Texas and other places, and kind of the pushback that you've gotten in media. Start first with the overview. Tell us a little bit about the documentary for those people who don't know about it.
Sure, David. Thanks for having me on. Killing It is a film that took about 5 years to produce, and it's really focused on the charter schools that Fethullah Gulen and the Gulen movement operate here in the United States. So there's an excess of 150 schools operated here in the United States. 51 of those now are here in Texas.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when we first started shooting this film in 2011, there were only 35 or 36 schools.
Wow. Now, I remember the first time we talked, it was in the 40s, late 40s. Now it's over 50.
And you'll see in this film, people say 35, and then later in the film, it'll be 44 here in Texas. Now they're up to 51. They're opening three new schools here in Texas. These are all taxpayer-financed schools. And they're operated by Turkish administrators who are followers of Imam Fethullah Gulen, who operates this very large global Islamist group. A lot of Turks that are secular Turks believe the Gulen movement is a cult, that it's very similar in certain ways, like to Scientology.
Mm-hmm. There's a mysticism mixed in with Islamic religion.
That's right. A lot of Sunni Muslims don't believe that this is truly an authentic version of Islam. But whatever it is, they're operating their schools here in the United States. They're generating in excess of $500 million a year in taxpayer dollars.
Let's repeat that. That's taxpayer money.
Absolutely.
$500 million that is going directly to this organization.
Yes.
And people have to look at this. Look, if this is going to work for them, if we're going to have this kind of system set up for education, there's nothing that's going to stop the Scientologists from taking over the schools and starting to teach your kids. I mean, we laugh about it, but I mean, in principle, it's the same thing. You pointed that out.
Yeah, and the Gulen movement has focused on education around the world. So they have in excess of 1,200 schools outside, worldwide. 150 or so are here in the United States. But this is the only nation. Our country is the only nation that pays for these schools to operate and gives them in excess of $500 million a year.
Yeah.
So, and we know, as you see in the film, the interviews in the film with former Gulenists, former followers of Fethullah Gulen, that a certain amount of that money is being kicked back for non-educational purposes. And given what we know now about the coup in Turkey last month on July 15th, and the fact that there's been a lot of allegations that Fethullah Gulen and his followers were the ones that instigated this coup to overthrow the government, it makes me wonder, you know, did our tax dollars go in part to trying to overthrow a supposed ally of ours in the Middle East?
Yeah, there has been a civil war, as you pointed out before we've been on. There's an ongoing civil war in Turkey between these two poles, polar forces, and turned hot at that moment.
Exactly. I mean, there had been a soft civil war in Turkey between these two Islamist groups. Mm-hmm. Erdogan and Gulen are both Islamists. They'd like to take Turkey away from its Kemalist, more secular government, style of government. And, you know, just to say, who should we support? Well, we haven't been supporting the people we should be supporting. Mm-hmm. We haven't been supporting those people that are secular Turks.
That's right.
Those people that do not want a political style of Islam installed in this huge geopolitical partner of ours, mm-hmm, in NATO.
It's always the false dichotomy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They offer us the choice of Erdogan and Gulen as if, like, which one would you like to have run the worldwide caliphate? I don't think I want either one.
And I don't know if it's just our mentality as Westerners, but we always see things binary. We see things left, right.
And it's the way they offer it to us. They always offer us a choice of two things,
exactly.
The crony capitalists or whatever will come in and they'll put everybody else out of business, and you wind up with Coke or Pepsi.
Exactly.
Gulen or Erdogan.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to run the worldwide caliphate? Well, I don't want a worldwide caliphate.
And David, it's much more complex than that, as we know. And it's much more complex than that in Turkey. And I'm afraid that over the years, our government has been supporting Fethullah Gulen, that, as you say rightly, the Turks have requested that Fethullah Gulen be extradited back to Turkey to stand trial for his crimes in partaking in this coup. And as of now, we're about a month after the coup, it doesn't look like anything has been done to move that forward very much. There have been some exchanges of papers between our governments. The U.S. government says they're not seeing any evidence that links him to the coup. I guess this will play out over time, but it has led to a very angry populace in Turkey because they're comparing this. I just got off the phone before I came over here to talk to you today. I was talking with a friend in Turkey, and he said, this is our 9/11. Mm-hmm. Many people in Turkey are viewing this as a 9/11 event. And what if it had been Osama bin Laden staying in Turkey after 9/11? Wouldn't you want to at least have him under some sort of watch or in jail until this issue had been declared? And our extradition treaty allows for that. It allows for detention for up to 60 days of people that have been involved in these types of coup attempts. So it's led to tremendous strain between our two governments. As you say, Incirlik was a nuclear air base run by NATO. I have on good authority that our nuclear weapons have been removed from Incirlik and have gone to either Bulgaria or Romania. And I don't think our foreign policy in this regard, U.S. foreign policy, has done us very well.
They're telling you that they're removed by who? By the U.S. government?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
We look at this and you're talking about the extradition requests. There was a formal request finally made 2 days ago by Turkey to the State Department. We had Joe Biden talk about it and say, we don't really see anything there. So I don't think they're going to do that because you've got not only the pay-to-play corruption that we see just rampant in Washington with Hillary Clinton being the poster child for that. But you also have essentially a pay to stay. I mean, this is the guy you had when he first came into the country. He had people who opposed him being here, who were concerned about his connections to radical Islam. And yet you had people within the CIA who wrote him letters who got him to stay here. But let's talk about what's going on with the schools. And let's talk about what's happening with your film first. Let's talk about that. And then let's talk about what's going on with the schools. Tell us about the screenings that you've got coming up, I think, starting this weekend? Or is it
sure. We've started having what we call the Texas screenings because a lot of this film takes place in Texas. The largest chain of these Gulen schools are here in Texas. We have 50.
But it is a national problem.
All
across
They're
the country.
They're in 26 states in our country. They just opened. I think this happened just in the past month. They've opened a new school on Nellis Air Force Base. Which I just don't understand at all, given what we know about this group now. Why would the Air Force allow a Gulen-run charter school on an Air Force base? Very strange.
And they operate as explicitly religious schools elsewhere in the world, but not here, so they can get the money here.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I understand why people, I want to see parents making choices in education. I want to see them taking over the children's education. That's becoming essentially impossible within the government school system because the control of education has transferred up the chain of command from local schools to state control to federal control so that you don't really have any control of what's going on within the school structure. So they're looking for other alternatives. But I think we're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Many conservatives are looking at the government school system and saying, I don't want my kids being taught by secular humanists who hate Christianity. Then we're going to have them taught by people who want to establish a worldwide caliphate based out of Turkey. I mean, this is the situation. We have to look at this, again, going back to the dichotomy that we have. It's not always the solutions that are offered to us are really the ones that we really ought to be seriously considering.
Well, and you're right. You know, parents are looking for alternatives, and there has been this charter movement in our country for the 20 years or so. What we're seeing and what we've seen in the research that we did for this film is there is a trend line away from the parent-involved single charters that used to exist to these large corporate-managed charter school networks, both statewide and nationally. And so whereas it might have worked one-off with very parent-involved charter locations, you're seeing, like the Gulen movement, operating 155 locations with 72,000 children.
Mm-hmm. Around. So it starts out like a small business. Starts out with some parents coming in and say, let's create a charter school,
yeah,
and then they get taxpayer money for that. But then the rules are established, and the wise guys the crony capitalists will come in, or the foreign influences will come in and say, oh, here's the rules, and here's how we can take this over, just like we would come in with a big box retailer and drive out all the mom and pops that are there. And that's essentially what we're seeing. And whenever you got that kind of concentration and government subsidization of something, you're always going to invite corruption. It's going to be hard to keep that out of there.
Exactly. And that's what the film goes into. Killing Ed really looks at the worst case scenario of a very lightly regulated system. And it also looks at the political corruption. You say, you know, you mentioned that the Clinton Foundation, not only the Clinton Foundation, but Hillary Clinton's campaign and a PAC set up by Hillary Clinton have all received money from the Gulen movement. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're supposed to, but nobody's really looking after our laws in that regard.
Right. Nobody enforces the law anymore.
But we also see in the film many, many trips that have been taken by politicians, senators, all the way down to local sheriffs, state officials. And they've, you know, hundreds and hundreds of these trips, and politicians have gone on these trips funded by Gulen nonprofits. Not only do they operate charter schools, they operate many hundreds of nonprofit organizations throughout our state, throughout our country. And those have been very corrosive in our political process, and they have led to campaign donations to all types of people. And you'll see a list of them in the film. It's quite remarkable.
Of course, they're also involved in kickbacks to construction companies and other things, like kickbacks to teachers who come in abusing the H-1B visa program. Supposedly, we can't find teachers in this country, so we have to import them from Turkey. Yeah. And they, as we've seen, as your documentary shows, they're getting considerably more money than domestic teachers are.
Well, that's right. One of the scams of the Gulen movement is to bring in many hundreds, if not thousands, of followers of Imam Gulen on H-1B visas from Turkey and Central Asia. These teachers are paid a prevailing wage under our immigration law. But what happens, and we have it documented in the film, all of those people that are followers of Gulen that are coming in to teach at these schools are made to swear that they're going to follow something called a tuzuk, which is essentially their bylaws. And what that means is they get paid only a certain fraction of what they're required by our law to get. And the rest of that money, you know, goes back to the non-educational purposes of the Gulen movement.
Mm.
So it's really a scam in a lot of different ways. And I don't think many people know this story. It's been quite underreported.
Let's talk a little bit about the pushback that you're starting to get here in this area, because we've got an attorney. You sent me his Facebook post, Jim Harrington. Talk about that post that he put out and who he is and why he would oppose you on a film.
Well, we've noticed that we've had a tremendous amount of difficulty in Texas getting anything about this film published. Not even we started releasing this film in February this year. And we, you know, my marketing guys and PR people have worked since February just to get a paragraph in, you know, the press in large media markets here. And we have had no luck whatsoever. It's been quite amazing. We'd heard that there were people making statements that, you know, the film was Islamophobic, or that I was paid by the Gulen, or the Erdogan government to make this film. And so, you know, there's an example here by this gentleman, Jim Harrington, who is a well-known civil rights lawyer here in Texas,
mm-hmm.
who is a very strong adherent and believer in the Gulen movement. He's, as far as I know, he's been to Turkey with them. He's lectured at many of the Gulen-sponsored conferences that they hold around the country. He's even published a book about Gulen's trial in Turkey for sedition when Gulen was trying to overthrow the Turkish government, I believe with the help and the assistance of the Gulen movement. So he's published something on our film's Facebook page saying that, you know, that I was totally funded by the PR firm in London of Erdogan or the Erdogan government. I can tell you that's a total lie. Mm-hmm. that's something that is a Gulen talking point, and this is their motive. If you seek to criticize them, they're going to try to silence you.
Yes.
They have friends in the media. They have friends like Mr. Harrington, who I have a high regard for, a lot of the things that he's done for the poor here in Texas. But on this situation, he is totally wrong, and in my opinion, he's sold out.
Well, it's a tactic of the left, and we've seen this in other film festivals. Look at the film Vaxxed, okay, yep. That was about the connection between autism and vaccines. And you've got filmmakers coming to Robert De Niro at the Tribeca Film Festival demanding, filmmakers demand that other filmmakers' documentaries be shut down. They don't want a free and open discussion of what's going on. It's what we heard earlier when Alex was talking to Mark Marino about those who want to use RICO statutes against people who don't believe their climate models, okay? Yeah. So we can't have a discussion whether it's about science or whether it's even about education. We can't have a discussion with these people. They want to censor their opponents. They want to criminalize free speech and literally put people in jail for disagreeing with them.
It's very concerning that, I may not agree with everything you might say, David. Mm-hmm. You may not agree with me, but we should have the forum to be able to discuss these things.
Maybe we should have a Voltaire filmmaker festival, right? Where it's like, we disagree with each other on all these films, but we're going to let each other, we're going to have this open discussion. We're going to show what we believe and openly talk about this.
Well, this film was called The Film That Texas Does Not Want You to See by a writer in the Huffington Post. Yeah. I'm starting to really believe it. I see these posts. It's not only Mr. Harrington that is spreading these rumors and other things about me or the film, but it's also the GOP. It's also insiders in Houston that have been disparaging things and making it difficult to get the film out.
It's a very well-researched film. It's very well-produced. And the fact that it was chosen, that they chose not to show it at South by Southwest, tells you how politicized that whole thing has become. We're going to be right back with Mark Hall talking about Killing Ed. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with filmmaker Mark Hall. And I want to tell you before we get back to Mark Hall's film, and he's going to tell you where you can go to see it, how you can get the DVD if you're not in Texas to see the screenings that are going to be happening this weekend. Before we go back to Mark, I just want to let you know about our special, our Dark Heart special. We have gotten under the skin of Hillary Clinton. She called out Alex by name. And if you want to get under her skin, wear this T-shirt. Wear it everywhere. And we're putting it out here at cost, $9.95, okay? That is more than 50% off the cost of our very popular classic Hillary for Prison T-shirt. And if anybody deserves to go to prison, it is Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I can't think of anybody. This is the most corrupt individual that we've had run for office, openly corrupt. For the longest period of time. So you can get that at $9.95. Also, we have a new product, BioTrue Selenium at Infowars.com. Very important trace mineral that you need for your health. Look at the studies. This has been documented for decades, the important healthy effects of selenium. And this is a great pure source, 100% organic, because it comes, it's pressed out of 100% organic mustard seed. Also, a very high potency form of selenium. So take a look at this, look at the reviews, look at the studies, look at how it affects various health conditions. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Mark, tell us a little bit about, we've been talking about this documentary and what is in it. If people want to see this documentary, and they really should, because there is nothing more important than the education of our children. That is the future of this nation. That's why people like Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings and decided that he was going to use the educational system to push his agenda. And so everybody understands that. Give me a kid at an early age and they're mine for life. Okay, we've seen that from everybody from Plato on all the way up to Bill Ayers. We need to take control of our children. We need to understand what's happening in the schools, and we need to find a structure. And charter schools had some good things there at the beginning, but as we're talking about, it looks like that's been co-opted by the big, powerful, corrupt special interests, as well as even foreign interests. People need to understand what's going on with this so that they can come up with a really good solution. Again, that documentary is killing it. Where can they get this?
Yeah, we have several screenings scheduled for Texas this month and next. So our screening in Austin and Houston have sold out. There are no tickets left.
Good.
We'll have a screening in Dallas on September 8th. Tickets are available on TUGG.com, T-U-G-G.com. You can register for tickets there. I will be at all of these shows answering questions afterwards. We're working on a show in San Antonio, which will also be announced on our Facebook page. We also have shows coming up in Los Angeles and Northern California. Also, as you mentioned, the film is now out on DVD. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy. You can find it that way. And we're working to get it up on iTunes and Netflix later this year.
Oh, that's great. Because that's the key thing. We need to understand. We need to have an open discussion. And the people who are trying to shut this down, just like they try to shut down everything for their own political agenda, we need to keep this out there. We need to look at what works with education, what doesn't. And we need to understand that maybe there's something here in the idea of charter schools that we can pull out. But unless we look at it closely, unless we can kind of, unless we can find a way to purge out these big corporate interests that come in and take this over, because that's where the money is, we're going to be jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. That's the end of our broadcast. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News. Jakari Jackson will be hosting tonight.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.